Watch podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension educator. For today's Beef Watch podcast, we're going to discuss the third in a series of three on cowherd report card. This is the third that Dr. Rick Rasby and Nebraska Extension specialist, as well as T.L. Meyer, Extension educator, put on measures of performance for a cowherd. Today, we're going to talk about calving distribution and pounds of calf weaned per acre, and help us understand why these are important measures as we think about productivity and the cowherd.
You know, Aaron, I think the idea here is that when TL and I put these together is that, you know, what are some things that producers can measure that can help them increase efficiency in their cow-calf operation? And, you know, I think about what's going on right now. It's hard not to make money in the cow-calf enterprise right now. And I think sometimes we become complacent during these times because it's easy to make money. But I think it's time to really look at opportunities to kind of, you know, how much more can you squeeze out of that cow-calf enterprise? And the kind of things that we talked about in this series of 1, 2, and 3, it basically focuses on things that you can measure, that you can manage, that will help you increase efficiency in your cow-calf operation.
So one of the measures of performance that you talk about in the article is calving distribution. It's really understanding when do cows calve during the calving season, which is really a reflection of then when did those cows get pregnant last year during the breeding season. This is usually broken down into 21-day intervals. Again, thinking about the estrous cycle of a cow being 21 days. Rick, give us some perspective on why calving distribution is an important measure of efficiency.
Yeah, so the idea is that we've given you two criteria by which to start the 21-day calving period, and because gestation length is 285 on average for cows herd, you basically use 285 days following turnout of the bull. Some folks might use the date that the third mature cow's calf, and that can be used to start the 21-day cycle. But the idea is that it's really important because, you know, if you can move more cows to calf in the first 21 days, one is that you can increase weaning weight because they're older at weaning. The other thing that it'd say is that cows that calve the first 21 days tend to stay longer in the herd. And that means you have to have fewer replacement heifers. The other thing is cows that calve the first 21 days, basically they have more days for them to get ready for the next breeding season. So those are really the three biggies. And the other thing is that if you select heifers that are calved during the first 21 days, they tend to be older at weaning, heavier at weaning. They'll cycle earlier in that breeding season, get bred early in the breeding season, then calve early in the calving season. So there's just so many things, Aaron, that really impact how important it is to get cows to calve the first 21 days.
I would agree with everything Rick said. For a lot of cow-calf producers, what I've noticed is primary source of income might be that calf check come fall. And so just reiterating that if you're selling calves in the fall, or even after backgrounding, just those earlier born calves are going to offer you more pounds to take to the sale barn.
You know, Aaron, when TL and I put these articles together, I think what we've seen is that I'm not sure that over time we've seen a big increase in weaning weight. But we've sure enough seen an increase in cow size and probably an increase in milk production. But the idea here is how can you actually increase pounds of calf that you have at weaning time without changing the genetic program that you have, because that genetic program may fit the resources that you have. And so how can you increase the number of the number of pounds that you have of calf that you have to wean? And these are just ways that you can do that without really changing the breeding program all that much.
And I think some things I would just add from my perspective, you already hit on this, but cows that calve early in the calving season, heifers that are born early in the calving season and then become your replacement heifers, they're just going to stay in the herd longer. Data would say that. Some Meat Animal Research Center data would say that. Some data out of South Dakota. To me, honestly, that's probably a more important factor than calf weaning weight. Not that the weight's not important. We sell calves by the pound, but when you look at replacement rates and the cost of replacements, that's a big deal. And so if you can reduce your replacement rate, say from 20% to 15%, that really adds up because of cows getting pregnant, staying in the herd. So Yeah, this when cows calve, that calving interval. I think the other thing is we're just selecting for greater fertility by those cows that are more adapted to your resources are probably going to be the ones that breed early and stay in the herd. And so applying some pressure over time, I think, has a cumulative effect. So yeah, this is one in my mind, sure, important.
Yeah, I just agree with everything you said there, Aaron. And the idea is that, especially in this day and time when we have such high calf prices, is that you think of the opportunity to reduce the number of heifers that you have to save back as replacement and still maintain cow herd numbers. You just have more calves to sell as well. So you hit the nail on the head.
So the second metric that you pointed out is pounds of calf weaned per acre. And this is one that's going to, I think, challenge us a little bit because it's not a number we talk about. It's not a number we measure, or I would say most cow-calf producers don't measure it. The other thing is that it can really vary depending on what part of the country you're in, depending on your resources. But I think the process of thinking this through is important. So walk through with us. Why is this something to pay attention to? How might you apply this in your own operation?
I think the idea here is that we don't measure this very often. It's a little bit difficult to measure, and it is pretty much operation specific. And the idea is that no operation in Nebraska and probably across the nation are the same, and carrying capacity and all those kinds of things differ from location to location. But the idea is that you have a given set of resources, and the idea is that how can we start to really identify productivity of those resources on a per acre basis. Like I said earlier, it is operation specific, but the idea is that how can we actually get a good idea of what production is per acre? And then what's the opportunity to squeeze out just a little bit more out of that operation, especially out of that enterprise? And so this isn't a number that I'm really familiar with. And part of the reason is that it's different for each operation. But the idea is that there's a certain resource base and you have a certain number of cows on that resource base. And then what does output look like based on an acre of the resource that you have? And I think we need to start thinking about that because I think it really helps us define a couple things, Aaron. I think the idea is that can run fewer larger cows on the same number of acres as you can smaller cows. And I don't think by any means that TL and I are advocating small cows, but the idea is that these kinds of concepts need to be in your mind as you think about productivity per acre. TL?
I think this measure, Rick, brings up, circles back to a lot of what we covered in the previous articles too, as far as looking for measures to maybe even, especially this measure, I think is a great, I don't know if benchmarking is the right term here because it'd be an internal measure on an operation, but to compare from year to year, try to maintain the same, if not improve upon, and understanding the years of drought and whatnot. But again, this number gives you an opportunity to look at your operation and see if there are inefficiencies or places, you can squeeze out some more production on acres because land is the primary input in a cow-calf operation and it's not getting any more freely available.
So Aaron, that's the reason why we wrote that in the article is that can we change maybe the mindset and the paradigm of producers to not only look at pounds of calf weaned per cow exposed, but also take a look at what is the productivity per given set of resources that you have out there in your operation.
Yeah, from my perspective, and again, I like the range side. I like the understanding what are we doing with the forage base we have available to us. And as you well said, you know, this is going to really vary depending on your environment. You know, if I've got a Sandhills ranch at Mullen, Nebraska, it looks a lot different than I've got an operation near Kearney where maybe I have access to crop residue or some other resources. I think also just thinking about then what's your pounds of forage produced per inch of precipitation. So obviously the further west you go, the less precip we get. And so you really got, I think, also look at how efficiently am I using sunlight and am I using precipitation that I get? And that to me really gets back to then how am I managing and caring for the land? What's the trends over time? TL, you mentioned that. I think that's really important. But really, we are grass farmers and we're harvesting that with cattle. And so how effectively and efficiently we grow forage and then convert that into a pounds of a saleable product, to me really is our foundational metric. So one thing I'm going to kind of push you on here a little bit, and this might be a little uncomfortable, but is there any tension here between pounds produced per acre and pounds weaned per cow exposed?
I don't know. Maybe clarify the question just a little bit.
Yeah. So from my perspective, if I'm pushing to get more pounds of calf weaned per cow exposed, I may be trying to push weaning weight per cow.
Yep.
But if I'm focused more on pounds produced per acre, then I may not care so much about how many pounds of calf I wean per cow, but it's about total pounds weaned. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I think, now I get the question. And so the idea is it more important to increase weaning weight by 5 pounds or to get another calf and a half out of that cow herd that you have? And so the idea to me, the idea is that another calf is a lot more important than the idea of getting an extra 2 or 3 pounds of weaning weight.
Agreed. I think your question completely emphasizes the importance of reproductive rates in the cow herd.
Another thing is, I think it goes back to the idea is what's the best cow size in milk production that fits my resource where I can basically optimize the number of pounds of beef produced per acre. So I think it really swings back into a lot of different components, Aaron, is that not only is it about weaning weight, number of calves weaned, but also it brings into the equation the idea of cow size and milk production.
Yeah, I think that metric in my mind, if we're thinking about a ranch, we're thinking about a ranch that's owned or leasing land by the acre, is really an important one. The other thing I think it allows us to do is think about, you know, that land base and could we do something else with it, maybe running calves over as yearlings. It's really looking at what's the total pounds of beef we're producing. And so it's a way to compare our efficiency of using a forage resource and how well we're doing that. So yeah, really glad you included that in this as a metric for us to look at. Anything else you'd like to highlight on this topic today?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think, Aaron, appreciate having us on the podcast.
I appreciate your time, Aaron.
Well, for more information on the topic we discussed in today's Beef Watch podcast, you can find this article titled Cowherd Report Card Part 3, Calving Distribution and Pounds of Calf Weaned Per Acre. That's at the beef.unl.edu website. The other Cowherd Report Card articles, the first one focused on pounds of calf weaned per cow exposed, as well as the second one, the postpartum interval and calving rates. Again, those both can be found at beef.unl.edu.